The Nation Network. It was formed for one purpose, and that was to empower all Māori and Pasifika business owners and professionals to encourage growth and opportunity via the taonga, or gift of advice and assistance from within our business community. Joining us on Pacific Breakfast now is Peter Pirihi and Kristen Harper, co-founders of Nation Network for More. Kia ora and thank you so much for your time this morning, gentlemen.
Kia ora, gents, and firstly, thank you for the opportunity to have us on this morning. You know, we're pretty humbled that Tina gave us the opportunity, so yeah, appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Peter, you going to say anything?
Morena.
Oh, that's a good start.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you. We really appreciate the fact of actually coming on board and obviously sharing our kaupapa with you all, especially our Pasifika brothers and sisters, because we feel that they're a very important component, especially within the business network, especially with Māori and Pasifika coming to the fore, so kia ora.
Kia ora indeed. Kaupapa, let's talk about this then. You know, what's the kaupapa of Nation Network? Tell us all about it, please.
Well, both Peter and I were sort of head of our own businesses, you know, for a while now, and, you know, we've been part of different networks over the last few years, and part of the Whāriki, the Māori Business Network, and we felt that there was a bit of a gap in the market there. You know, there's a lot of different networks around, and we thought there was a great way to actually connect Māori and Pasifika and, you know, help connect and collaborate, you know, generate new business opportunities and celebrate success, because I just feel that we don't really put our heads up there much, and we wanted to create a space where we can actually help do that, but also, you know, give help with some educational advice, you know, just around sales, you know, pitching, you know, just stuff that we're pretty passionate about. And, you know, just creating a space where people can actually start talking about business and start generating opportunities.
And even more so now when we talk about opportunities, still coming out the back end of, you know, COVID-19 and the importance, you know, for yourselves and what you do with, you know, SMEs and entrepreneurs. Tell us a bit more, you know, in the details of how you support businesses, Māori or, you know, Pasifika.
For me personally, it's all about collaboration and connection. The opportunities that was created for me when I was coming through my career, I've been in the game for about, well, approximately the media game for about 22 years. My ex-mentor used to be the sales manager at New FM when you guys were on Brown Street. Shameless plug there.
name?
Anthony Matson. Anthony okay. Matson.
Part of the game.
But, yeah, it's an opportunity for us to connect, and I felt that there was an opportunity for and a gap in the market to bring both cultures together, or all cultures together, rather than just having Māori or Samoan or Tongan, because of the fact that I do have just creative relationships with John Luau at Samoan Business Network, and one of my good friends have obviously just joined that particular network, Meta, Opulua. And it's just an opportunity for us to actually collaborate and bring everyone together.
Let's talk about the verticals that you guys present and serve. Like, you know, what are we talking about here? Is it mainly digital space, utilization of traditional forms of business, entrepreneurship? What are the verticals that you cover?
So we've got our four founders. So all of us have different sort of areas of expertise. So we've got Stanley Henry, who his expertise is in marketing and LinkedIn, and sort of getting yourself out there through those digital channels. Obviously, Peter through through the media side. We've got India Backman Flay, who is all around about money, and so she's got a.
It's good to have one of those.
Yeah. Oh, and look, you know what? We were talking about this the other day, and that's always been one of my challenges is around money and my relationship with money. So India's really good at that, and she's going to start creating some content specifically for Māori and Pasifika. You know, just talking about that, because it's okay to talk about money. And my expertise is I've been in sales for about 15 years, and so part of when we're doing our network, it's really, you know, bringing any business together. And one thing we're really good at is actually saying that you there, you guys need to be talking to each other, because through these conversations, we see that there's some opportunities. So we sort of help sort of identify. So we don't really look specifically at certain industries. It's really just giving people an opportunity to just network with other people and then start creating those opportunities. Because since we've started, we've got about $250,000 worth of opportunities that are being discussed at the moment through people in the network. So it's been a very quick ride, but it's been really cool, and it's been really cool to see how it's evolved.
COVID-19, what are some of the, you know, business opportunities that you see coming out as a result of COVID-19? Of course, the impacts, but obviously, you know, there are potential, you know, opportunities, business opportunities. What do you see those being?
For me personally, it's, I mean, there's been a massive downturn, obviously, because of unemployment, a lot of businesses going under and so forth. So I think it comes down to our experience and the ability to be able to connect with our particular clients. I know for a fact that even myself, I was actually unsure in regards to how everything was going to pan out. So I was very, very fortunate actually picking up a couple of contracts throughout that time frame. But, you know, being fortunate and then obviously having those conversations with my clients and other people that were in our industry that are currently struggling, it's about connecting, like we said at the start, it's about connecting businesses that we feel that can assist those particular businesses in their particular areas of expertise.
I think through COVID-19, like we'd talked about this 6 months ago about creating this, and then before COVID we're like, should we do it? And we're like, no, it's not the right time. And then like a week into it, Stanley's like, let's just do this, let's just start it. And it was actually having those conversations through COVID, because we're all dealing it in a really different way, different emotions, and you know, people are losing their jobs, and yeah, through my corporate role I actually got made redundant about 2 weeks ago. But it's a blessing in disguise, because the way I'm looking at it, and having you know, my team around me and our network, is I've taken a bit of a different approach, and I've got some really cool opportunities in front of me at the moment, and hopefully secure a contract this week.
Okay, let me ask you a question, right? You know, traditionally in any big company, and actually in most companies, whenever there's a crunch for anything, and you know, elephant in the room being COVID-19, they always get rid of the fun guys, like the marketing and the thinkers. And that's because they always put an accountant. Nothing wrong with you. Love you. Pay me on time. But you know what I mean? Like, and then they always get rid of like the thinkers, where consultancy and all of this stuff. Now, right now, if we're looking at companies trying to tighten up their spending, and if they want to go from A to B, why is it that they need to tap into Nishan Network? Where do you guys come in, you know, in the middle of all this, trying to trim things?
Funny you say that, Malfa. I was at Māori TV for about 3 years prior to 2018. And then at the end of 2018, I was working as a in the advertising team and so forth. So they were called the Partner Solutions team. End of 2018, they call it restructure, realignment.
Yeah.
Mine was a disestablishment.
Unprecedented.
Well, exactly.
Exactly. It's called unprecedented.
Yes.
But anyway, as you were.
But in saying that, 2018, at the end of 2018, like you said, they got rid of majority of the marketing team, majority of our team. And have they been able to recur that or recover from that? No.
Because comfort is a non-growth, isn't it? And that's what you get when you get rid of the fun dudes. You know? Nothing wrong. Like I said, just bad experience.
Absolutely. So it's yeah. So then I obviously decided, hey, if I'm going to do it now, I might as well do it. I mean, we're the experienced ones in our Indonesian network. But it was an opportunity for me to obviously go, okay, now is the time to obviously branch up on my own. The hustle and grind is absolutely real. And when you obviously go in the first 6 to 8 months, if not the first year, you're just hustling and grinding, and now obviously having those conversations with clients and so forth to try and build your brand and let them know who you are and what you do.
What are some of the maybe tips, you know, for SMEs who are the, you know, most affected, of course, from COVID-19 business-wise, you know, in terms of navigating that space, coming out to the other end, and if they are still operating, you know, how to sort of rebuild, recover, and move forward?
Yeah, reach out. Reach out, ask for help. That's the biggest thing. That's in a previous business that I had, I tried to do everything myself. And the biggest thing I've learned through this is that I'm really good at sales, and I'm really good at some things, but other things I'm just not really good at. And then my team, they're all really good at stuff that I'm not good at. So And I've got myself a mentor as well. So to help me navigate through my own sort of stuff at the moment, yeah. I've just got myself the help around me and I've reached out. And I think that's the first thing, is just knowing that you need help and knowing that you're...
Which is a big challenge when it comes to Pacific Island and Maori people, is that, you know, the pride of, hey man, I can do it. I come from the house of, you know what I mean? Mm. But at the end of the day, I think we're mistaken needing help because you just don't have enough time with anything to do with lack of what you have.
Sure.
Right? You know, I mean, is that something of what you guys are looking at presenting? In,
yeah, and I think the thing is just don't look at feel that you're being judged because we're all going through this.
Mm.
And it's just ask for help, and that may be reaching out to a friend, that may be reaching out, getting on the network, and part of that network is we're not going to have all the answers, but we want to create a space where you can. Just,
I gave you a space to have a chat because I thought you have all the answers.
Yeah. Hold on, let me just get my thing. I wrote all these answers down here.
Awesome.
But you know, when we started this, we said the main driver for us and for this is that we start with value.
Mm-hmm.
We start looking at ways that we can add value to our audience every week that we're running our sessions, and look at ways that we can, you know, listen to our audience and go that if that doesn't work, then let's sort of try something else, but just keep really consistent as well.
Awesome.
Mm. And of course, before we finish up, gentlemen, you know where we can find out more information, how to access your wonderful services.
TheNesianNetwork.com.
Oh, okay.
TheNesianNetwork.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram,
LinkedIn.
We're on all our social channels. And luckily, India and Stanley have set up all these channels. And we've got a YouTube channel as well.
Mate.
The Nesian podcast as well. So.
Do you have a TikTok?
No, that's only what we don't.
Well, there you go.
That's me showing my age.
Yeah.
Kristen, that's one KPI you need to add. Okay, so there you go.
It's a very big thank you
to the founders of Nesian Network. We have Peter Perihi and co-founder Kristen Harper. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been awesome. And to you and the team, you know, keep up the amazing work. It's 23 minutes past 8. Raggedy Chris, give me love. 531 PI Pacific, people together.